It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Oh, is he on vacation right now?
Yeah. He's like, this place won't ever run out of alcohol. I'm giving it a whirl. Hey, trust me, he's drinking a lot of beer.
Just living it up. We did, our honeymoon was all-inclusive. So you just go to any place, ask for a drink, they give you a drink. You can tip if you want to, but you didn't have to. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you're drinking a lot, but most of the drinks are not that strong.
Yeah.
You know, like we were drinking this one punch, and it was like, I mean, that you had to drink probably 40 of them to get
like,
a buzz.
I'd almost like rather mix my own drinks. Like, how do you mix yours? Strong?
I usually do doubles on most of my drinks.
Are you a whiskey guy?
No, vodka, and I'll usually double it up. I'll usually do two shots.
That's three ounces. I'm at least a half and half. At least.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want my drink. See, here's the thing. You know why I like booze? Mm-hmm. It's because you're not slamming like gallons of liquid and get all below. I like whiskey because you can have two glasses of it and find that buzz, depending on how strong you make it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it will get you sicker quicker.
Well, that's these two glasses, though. If you're doing a double, is roughly 3 ounces because a shot is an ounce and a half. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing a double, you're having 3 ounces of booze. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
here's another thing. If you're a bartender out there and you're pouring the shots in an actual shot glass, measuring each shot, pouring it, fuck you.
But here's the thing, though. If I owned a bar, you would measure
it.
Because that is so, that's how you lose money.
But the caps do it for you.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of the pre-made ones, they have that. They'll do that for
you.
What
do they call those? Like a stopper, maybe?
That's weird how it is. Dude, when we were in Ireland, literally damn near every bar, if like most of the alcohol had these pre-made, like if it was like mounted, had this, and you'd put the cup underneath there, the shot would come out, and it was all measured, and then the new shot would fill up, but it was all measured. It was not like, oh yeah, even like, because sometimes you'll see the bartender, they'll take like the little shot pour, and they'll pour, and then they're like, oh, I want a double, and they'll just kind of like, it's maybe a little overflows, but no, everything was measured out. Everything.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why they do it, obviously, but, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun here.
Let's have some fun. Come on now.
Not to mention, how much money are you making on that booze shot?
But if you think about, let's say it's a...
Probably making triple of what it costs?
If you're... Okay, do it this way, okay? If, let's say you do a half a shot more each time you hand pour it, okay? Mm-hmm. So now you're doing 2 ounces per shot. Mm-hmm. After three of those, you just used a shot. And if you're charging $5 for a shot, that adds up pretty damn quick, you know?
I mean, it does.
Yeah.
But you're still making a lot of money.
You are, but
it's like pizza. It's like you're selling a pizza. Well, company down the road sells them for $5.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lowest you can go.
Mm-hmm.
It's $5 in pizza, in the pizza realm. Mm-hmm. But they're still making like $4.
Yeah.
You know? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of overhead. You
yeah.
know? So I don't know. I agree with you.
And that actually trips me out a little bit. I think about this. Like when you go to like a dollar store and everything, like the one there next to Dunham's, all right, the dollar store. Uh-huh. And I did such a bonehead move the other day. I was like, I asked the lady, I said, how much? Because it doesn't register in my mind. And I'm like, how much is this? She's like, it's a dollar. Everything in the store is a dollar. And I'm like, there's no fucking way.
There's no way.
Because you look at some things, it's like, okay, here's a kitchen knife. Uh-huh. Now, granted, it's not like that nice of a knife, but I could still sharpen that thing. It'll still cut.
Still cut.
And it's a dollar.
Yep.
So how much by the time you think about it?
People are banking, bro.
But how? Like, how much does it cost to make that knife? It's got to be, because you got to think about production costs. You got to think about paying to keep the lights on, paying employees. Yeah. And I know a lot of stuff's automated, but you're still, then it's got to count in for distribution.
Well, it's just basically, once you get all that settled, though, it's just the cost of the materials, man.
Yeah.
And then boom, 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 boom.
I wonder how much you would make. You know what? I want to look that up. How much does a dollar...
I mean, that's why you see bars opening up, breweries opening up everywhere, because there's so much more money you can make. I mean, even if you lose a little bit by people overpouring, you're still banking. Even though it's a bitch to run a bar, I heard it's one of the most.
Oh, dude.
It's like the worst occupation.
I believe it's like the percentage, like after 5 years, like the percentage of how many restaurants and bars close is ridiculous.
Yeah,
like 90%. Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Plus, it's like being the president. I think you age in 5 years, like 10.
Oh, here we go. Typical profit margin at a dollar store. Let's see what this is. Because it does. It blows my mind. Like, I've gone in there and purchased, like, oh, good example. I was looking for a magnetized note, like a notepad to put on the fridge. Mm-hmm. Kiki and I use those all the time. And they're hard to find at certain spots. Well, I was at the dollar store. They had them for a dollar. So I bought out what they had there. I bought like 12 of them. Because yeah. I'm like, now I don't got to worry about them. Mm-hmm. I'll just put them in storage and I got them and I never have to worry about it. Yeah. But I'm just like, okay, you got the magnet strip. You got the glue to hold the magnet strip there. You got the paper. You got the ink on because it all had designs. And I'm like, you're selling it for a dollar? Yeah, you got the trees?
Probably making it for 11 cents or something stupid.
But okay, so you make it for 11 cents, but then you got to think about paying for the stores, paying to ship it to the stores, paying mm-hmm. for the employees that work at the stores. So here, this is what I want to.
Guarantee you they're still making double, at least. At least.
Here's the income statement for a 99-cent only store, which sells about $2 billion in product each year.
See, that's another thing, too.
The gross margin on sales for their latest reported fiscal year was about 29%.
See, it's just almost like the pizza idea. Okay, we're going to sell a pizza for $5. That's the absolute bottom we can sell it at. Mm-hmm. $5. But you know what? You're selling a billion of them.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. If you can have less overhead, but if you're selling billions of them, you know, per day, you're going to make some money, man, because people are going to consistently buy it. It just like the Peloton, man. You know, how much is it? It's probably cost them a good amount of money to make it, but they're selling it for like $3,000.
Yeah.
But how many are you selling? Mm-hmm. How many people have $3,000 to fork over?
Mm-hmm.
So you're definitely making a huge profit on one.
Yep.
But you're only selling so many, where if you made it cheaper,
mm-hmm.
everybody would buy it. And you're going to make more money that way.
Yeah.
I mean, but don't ask also, me.
There's a line, though, too. And I get exactly what you're saying. But, too, like, if it's so cheap where then people stop buying it, you know, so there's that fine line. Or maybe they don't care. We do live in a throwaway society.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm guilty of it, too. It's like, I know, and I've done this before, is I have the dish at home to bake something. Mm-hmm. But instead, what I want to do is I'll go to the dollar store and buy the aluminum pans mm-hmm. so that I can make it and then just throw it away yeah. when we're done with it.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is. It's convenience, and we're a throwaway society. Okay, so real quick, going in here. Total sales at this place was over, it was $2,062,007.
Mm-hmm.
Cost of sales was $1,460,595. Gross profit was $601,000. So they made $601,000 on $2 million worth of sales.
Which, how often do they hit $2 million? Is that like every week?
That's got to be pretty, well, here the average is. Let's say, either the average dollar store.
Like, yeah, what are you doing per day?
Yeah.
Because that's the real question.
Dollar General made $19.68 billion. That's what they reported in 2015.
So they're banking. That's why you see a dollar
wow.
store. That's why you see them pop up like weed. Like weeds, man, everywhere. Yeah. Dollar store here, dollar store there. I could tell when a dollar store is going up just by the start of the building. I'm like, oh, it's a dollar store.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of windows and yeah. there's some yellow on there.
But again, I mean, like, and I think about it too, like, if there's camping, like, if there's stuff I buy at the dollar store because I know, okay, I'll use it once and I'll throw it away.
I got a product that'll,
oh, it's terrible. That'll I shouldn't
piss
do
you
that.
Off. That'll really piss you off. Well, back in the day when I worked at Best Buy, this is the start of the flat screen TVs. This is the start of the digital age of we're flattening the TVs and we're going to HD. Getting it all to digital. Analog is gone.
Yep.
It's a thing of the past. So we got these flat TVs. What do you have to get for it with a flat TV? An HDMI cable. A cable that'll support HD pictures. So Best Buy selling, and all the company. I'm saying Best Buy because I used to work there, which I love Best Buy. I'm glad they're still around. They did treat the employees well.
They suck.
I got a lot of great things to say about Best Buy.
Overpriced garbage.
Well, let me talk. Let me get there. HDMI cords. So you get an employee discount at Best Buy, which was very significant when I was working there. They hooked the employees up fat. So HDMI cords, typically when they first came out, $100. $100 on average.
Yep.
So that's to get an HD
which
picture.
Which is in, dude, that's fucking insane.
So let me get there. So to get an HD picture from your box to your TV, you had to buy a $100 cord. That was on average. That was for a Rocketfish, like a Best Buy brand, Insignia slash... Yeah. You know, a knockoff brand, basically. $100. I would go purchase an HDMI cord with my employee discount. Mm-hmm. Take a guess how much it was for me.
$7.
100% exactly right on. Ding, 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 ding. Here's your $500, Drew Carey would say. $7.
I think you told me that once before.
$7. Yeah. And listen to this. It doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
They're making money on me.
Yeah.
That's not the bottom dollar.
Yeah.
They are making these things. They were making them for like 70 cents.
Yeah.
Selling it for $100. You know what profit? Mm-hmm. You get a profit that is.
And see, now.
Now you can buy the 8 because people started figuring it out.
Yeah.
It's just a cord. Why is it $100?
Yeah.
Time goes on. Now you can literally buy them for $10.
I have like 5 of them at home because it's like you can't find one. It ends up in that
rat's nest of a box.
Yeah, exactly. That one box you have with all your old cords and everything. Yeah. And you're like, I know we have one, but screw it. I'll just go because I can go buy one now. Yeah. Screw it. What's $10?
Yeah.
It's so crazy to me, man. When I think like I've thought about that with stores, I'm like, God, how do they? There's no way you're making money. Yeah. There's no way, but they are, man. When I guess when you sell at $19.8 billion,
it'd be interesting to see a product or find out what a product would be where the overhead really isn't that much.
I'd like to see everything broken down. Like, okay, this is the cost to run the plant, mm-hmm. the people, then to ship it, like Wish. Mm-hmm. Like when we're on, like Wish is fucking crazy, which by the way, though, I'm not going to buy anything from Wish right now because that bubble wrap is full of Chinese air and I don't want to get coronavirus.
Yeah, probably pretty smart.
But I know that's not how it goes, but either way. But you think about Wish and they do have stuff on there mm-hmm. and it's ridiculously priced and you're like, I know it's overhead, so maybe they're like, well, look, we'd rather just sell it than have it not be sold, but it's still like, they still got to be making a little money on it.
Yeah, you ever see the picture of the Wish warehouse?
Oh, dude, it's insane.
With the guy standing.
It's a mountain.
He's standing on a mountain of product.
Yeah.
And he's throwing stuff down to the other guy to ship out.
Like, there's no way you can keep that organized. You know? I don't know. It's trippy to me, man. It's trippy as fuck.
Yeah.
So, all right.
We need to figure this out.
Yeah.
You know, I think the biggest one right now, as I can think of, is the pizza industry.
Yeah.
I mean, you can literally, that's why there's so many pizza joints.
But
there's a lot of overhead on them.
I think.
And you know what people don't shy away from? Pizza.
No, they do
it's
like
never going to go away.
But to get a startup going, though, in something that is controlled by so many.
That and there's so many competitors now.
Yeah,
I mean, if you start a pizza business, you're competing with all the local pizza joints that people love.
I'm telling you, what you need is the market you want to break into is the as-seen-on-TV market. If you can make something for $19.99, people will buy it. They'll see it on TV, and they will buy it. I've done it myself. I still, every time I go to Walgreens, I swing by the As Seen on TV aisle because I want to see what kind of cool shit they have there.
Yeah. How about this? Huh. I always wanted to go to one of these or maybe invent it.
Hmm.
A bowling alley / strip club / arcade. Just throw some women into the mix, man. You know, if you want to amp anything up, just throw some naked women into the mix.
In there. Yeah.
I mean, boom, there you go. Yeah. Success. How'd you guys get so successful? We just had a couple naked chicks dance around.
Yeah.
And
it's a pottery barn. Yeah, but with naked chicks.
Can't keep you out of the door, man.
It's a Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah, but with naked chicks.
Yeah. I mean, you could throw them in anything.
Yeah, you'd be all right.
Guys will pile on.
It's a dollar store. Yeah, but with naked chicks.
You know?
It'd be perfect.
By the way, did you see the picture of the Miami strip club?
No.
After Super Bowl 54? Bro, you need anybody listening to this, drop what you're doing. Go on to Google, type in Miami Strip Club after Super Bowl 54. Do it right now. Your jaw is going to fucking drop.
Miami Strip Club.
This is one night, Super Bowl night. This is the picture was taken from like, I don't know, 6 in the morning. Just go to the pictures.
Wade through piles of cash.
Bro, this is like 6 in the morning. Yeah, jaw just dropped. Unbelievable. Dude, it's a Miami club, which is massive. And literally, you cannot see a spot on the floor.
No.
It is piled and piled.
It's literally, they're wearing heels and it's going up to their
ankles. Up to their ankles.
Dude, that's nuts.
Of $1 bills just line the club. You know, you see in the background, there's like a few guys kind of hanging around. You could tell this is like 7 in the morning after they kicked everybody out.
Yeah.
But who walking out the door wouldn't just take a handful of cash?
Like, oh, I got to tie my shoe real quick.
There's so much cash
dude,
right
that's
there.
That's nuts. Dude, that's fucking nuts. Wow.
I saw that picture and was like, dude, what? Why can't
some,
I be a
some
female?
Some patrons made a mad dash to steal the cash, pocketing while the dancers weren't looking. There was too much money in there. Oh, my God, a patron is heard saying after stuffing dough down his pants. Thousands of fans flocked to Miami to watch it, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, did you see the video of Post Malone? $50,000 in cash he got for going to this club or at this club. They just brought him up. Boxes, all in ones.
Wow. Post Malone, so he had $50,000 so he could give it to the
strippers? Dude, I don't care. Kristen could strip. If that's the kind of money she's bringing in,
that,
I don't give a shit.
That picture is jaw-dropping,
yeah,
man.
That's nuts. All for just girls shaking their asses.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it is like you would have to plow that club. You had to get a little snow plow in there to gather up all that money. That is unbelievable to me, man.
Man. Yep, so oppressed.
You know? What can a guy do to get somewhat even close? No, you know what you have to do to get close to that? You got to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What
you have to win to get that kind of cash. But, you know, it's so much more work, too. Yep. These girls are just shaking their asses and their tits.
Just show up at the club after doing a bunch of cocaine. And you're just making it rain.
God, I love strippers.
And on the same note, did you see the Patrick Mahomes, the beer thing, where he's on the float?
Uh-uh.
So after the Super Bowl, he's on the float going through, I'm not sure what city. It wasn't Disney. I know that. I don't think it was.
Yeah.
It might have been. Somebody's like, saying something to Mahomes. And he's like, oh, come on, throw it up. They throw him a beer, dude. And he's got the most. Remember that rock star caught that beer?
Yeah.
It's pretty much like that.
Yeah.
He catches it one-handed so elegantly. And Mahomes pops it and just stone cold Steve Austin slams it, pours it all over his head, throws it on the ground. Dude, it was pretty badass.
I like it.
I definitely, after seeing interviews of Mahomes, you're like, there's no way that was Mahomes.
Yeah.
He's too nice of a guy.
Yeah.
He should be at church. But no, dude, he grabs that can and
beer.
He's stone cold
now,
Steve Austin.
He just won the Super Bowl MVP. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yep.
Yep. Probably got so laid after that.
No. You know what he had to do? I keep extending this podcast. But this is very interesting.
Yeah.
And they were talking about it on a podcast yesterday I was listening to. So Mahomes, MVP of Super Bowl. So a week before the Super Bowl, everybody on the team, both teams, have to sign a waiver. And you have to sign this waiver saying if you get MVP of the Super Bowl, you have to say, we're going to Disney World.
Yeah.
You know about that.
Yeah.
That's a typical thing. Yeah. I didn't know you had to sign an actual contract before the Super Bowl. So Mahomes wins MVP.
Yeah.
Not only have to say it. He parties with his buddies the night before for 4 hours, 5 hours, he says.
Yeah.
Says he got a nap, then he had to get on a plane and go to Disney World and shake hands, kiss babies, interview.
Oh.
Listen to this, Brock, for 9 hours.
Oh, my God.
For 9 hours. So not only did you just get done playing the biggest football game of your life, you're probably exhausted.
Yeah, your adrenaline is, you probably crashed.
Your MVP,
so hard.
You were doing shit in the game.
Yeah.
Right? He gets a nap. Because you're going to celebrate with your buddies.
Yeah.
He didn't get to bring anybody. He's by himself.
Oh, God.
Gets transferred to Disney World.
Yeah.
So all of his buddies are partying still, getting texts, you know, snaps, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's at Disney World, shaking hands, can't have any beer, can't do anything. They're basically dragging it. Dude, how fucking horrible is
that? Brutal. That would be fun. He's probably hungover, too. That'd be
24
brutal.
Years old, do you want to go to Disney?
No.
To celebrate you winning the Super Bowl?
No.
Hell no.
Fuck Disney. No, absolutely.
You know? But you have to do it. And it's such a crock to me, man. I'd be like, you guys, man. I just got done working my ass off for an entire season.
Well, it's probably the bad that comes with the amazing that he's going to experience now for the rest of his life. So I think you'll be all right.
Yeah.
I think I could put up with Disney for that just for a little bit.
9 hours, though? The day after?
Yeah.
Like, couldn't he wait another day?
No, right away. You got to do it. You got to strike while the iron's hot. Strike while the iron's hot. All right. Well, let's get out of here because we've wrapped this up. We started talking about your buddy drinking on vacation, and we ended with Mahomes drinking at Disneyland. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.